I'd like to start by saying that the attack in New York and Washington was absolutely horrific. There's no justification for it, and there was no justification for the attack. But after that, we've heard all this talk about the type of response we want. And Mr. Atkey, you're saying you put forth a bunch of solutions. And I agree with you on one, that killing thousands upon thousands of more innocent people is going to do nothing. Where I disagree with you is on how you're saying we should limit rights in Canada, you know, tap phones and whatnot, because the fact is, if you're calling this a war to defend freedom, how is limiting freedom really going? And, you know, I would have thought you as a lawyer would have seen that also. Also, what I would suggest as a solution is to find those responsible and bring them through an international United Nations tribunal, which, again, I thought you as a lawyer would come to that sort of conclusion, because that way you can see the essence of our law, of our justice in practice, and not limiting upon the rights of Canadians, which would indefinitely lead upon racial attacks and crackdown on political ideals.
If I may respond very briefly, you haven't read your criminal code recently, if at all, because, of course, you can't get a wiretap in this country without an authorization from a judge according to a very elaborate procedure, which I am happy to say that as a parliamentarian, I made more elaborate in order to protect rights of individuals under our law. And I can also say to you is that I am suggesting that Canadians want a measured response according to the rule of law. In order to root out terrorists within our boundaries, or to the extent that we can, with our allies, intercept communications that will lead us to the source of evil in the short term, as this gentleman pointed out. And these are measures. None of the rights in our Charter of Rights and Freedoms are totally absolute. And you would know that, too, if you read your Charter of Rights and Freedoms. You read Section 1. And I think those who put that Canadian legal document in place knew what they were doing when they suggested that these rights are subject to those factors and means which are justifiable and necessary in a free and democratic society. And there's about 10 volumes of case law that determines what that means. And these are impartially appointed judges, most of whom are competent, most of whom are fair, most of whom are not biased against minority groups. And we have a system of rule of law, and this is it. This sort of discussion, ladies and gentlemen, I find preferable to the sort of discussion you hear in the streets of this city and throughout this country about what parts, if not all, of Afghanistan or Iraq we're going to bomb. I'm proposing to you a rational, sane alternative for responding to terrorism.
I think both the questioner and the answerer have had their 1 minute, so the microphone at the top, at the back.